Each Monday after the 2pm news, we talk television. And this week's critic is Emma John. Hi, Emma.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how's it all going?
Good, good, good. Good, good, good. Watching telly.
Yeah, do you ever watch do you ever watch TV with your kids, or do they watch their shows and you watch your shows? Is there anything that you watch together?
We pretty much always have TV on. I know a lot of people pretend they don't, but we do.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I do sometimes watch shows with them, and I do try to watch the news with them every night, but bit of a punisher, to be honest, because I spend a lot of the time telling them to be quiet. They have so many questions, which is beautiful. It's like, just wait till the end. Just wait till the end, and then I'll tell you. That spend a lot of the time. Yeah.
I love
what
it.
What about you?
My dad recommended a family, one for the whole family, Anne with an E. Have you ever got to that one? Apparently it's very good. It's Anne with Green Gables, the modern sort of, yeah.
Yes, I was a huge Anne of Green Gables fan. That really kind of shaped my childhood. Oh, Gilbert, he was my first love, absolutely.
And the other one, which is meant to be incredibly good, is The Babysitter's Club.
Oh yeah, I didn't used to read those books, but yeah, I would like to see that.
Yeah, cool. It's apparently adult suitable, so that's two recommendations from my large family to yours.
Sounds great.
What have you been watching though? The Salisbury poisoning. Is that how you say it? Salisbury.
Yes, Salisbury. Yes, yes. So that was on it was a two-parter. The final was last night on TVNZ Channel 1, and it'll be on demand now. And then the first episode was last Sunday. So two lots of 1.5 hours.
Great. Old school, watching them on TV1 on a Sunday night.
Yeah, but it's quite nice with the ad breaks, you know. You can miss out, can't you? Wash your face, put your jammies on, run back.
Great.
So I quite liked that element of it. It's a facts-based drama starring Anne-Marie Duff and Rafe Spall, and it portrays the 2018 Novichok poisoning crisis in Salisbury, England.
Yeah, which is good, because I love these fact-based dramas, because quite often you know about 60% of the story. Like we just
at
watched,
the most.
Not to divert, but we just watched Quiz, which is the one about the Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, the true story of the major or whatever he was. And whether or not he did it. And it's so interesting when you've only really caught the headlines before.
That's right, exactly. Yeah, I remember talking about that one a few weeks back. And it's that thing of, like you say, you've read sort of an article, and then but you don't hear. Like, there's a whole bunch of stuff in this story which I'm not going to reveal, because I think people still have time to watch it. But there's a whole bunch of stuff that I really didn't know about. So, yeah, I remember, though, that terrible scenario of the Russian people, the father and daughter, Sergei and Yelena Skripla, my Russian is not very good, and they were found unconscious on a park bench because they had been poisoned with Novichok. And so then that triggered, so I knew about that, but I guess I didn't know about any of the aftermath.
Yeah.
And so what we learned through the show is that it can remain poisonous on surfaces for up to 50 years. So, oh my God. So the docudrama focuses the story around Tracy Duskowich, I think is how I pronounce her last name, and she's played by Anne-Marie Duff, and she's Salisbury's Dr. Ashley Bloomfield.
Right.
So she's called in by local police to oversee the containment of the nerve agent, coordinate contact tracing, and try to find the vessel that was used to administer the poison.
Right.
So it was really extra fascinating to watch it in this COVID, hopefully post-lockdown, I'm saying hopefully, environment that we find ourselves in, because all of a sudden it was this really familiar world. Which is so crazy, because until recently it would have been like, what? You're doing what? Why are you doing that? And what was sort of really interesting about it was I felt that they sort of didn't go further enough with the contract tracing. And I was like, this is like amateur hour. They don't, you know, there's no QR codes. And this sort of thing was, they came from a position of not wanting to alarm the public. They weren't really informing the public about the severity of of the poisoning. And then so the public were kind of in the dark, and there was quite a bit of anxiety, understandably, within the community.
Yeah.
And she was a real battler, this character, or she's obviously a real person, and she sort of dealt with it in a really practical way, even though there were people putting a lot of pressure on her to not sort of overreact. But she also sort of struggled with a lot of self-doubt. And they hang the story on her journey, really. So it's about, you know, she's a regular mum with a kid and a husband, and she just gets the call up. They're like, we need you now to come and sort this out.
Love it. Sounds fantastic.
Yeah, it was great. And it was that sort of my, I think probably one of my top three favourite genres I think it would fall into, which is the British procedural drama.
Mm-hmm.
I love those.
Yeah.
Can't get enough.
What was and that actually, one? What was that one a couple of years ago where they told the story of catching a killer in London? They caught him in about 2008. Does that ring any bells?
Oh, God. Oh, I mean, yeah, it does, but I've watched so many. I can't think of that off the top of my head.
Was it like a real guy? And it had, I think it had Martin Clunes in it. Maybe I can look it up.
Yeah. That's maybe why I didn't watch it, you see. I've got a bit of a...
Not into
Martin
it.
Clunes. No-go zone.
Martin Clunes.
Look it up while I rabbit on.
Okay, great. I'll turn the microphone on.
Anne-Marie Duff's performance was really intelligent, and her naturalistic style of acting really matched that beautiful British... loose camera style, where they had the sort of dirty foreground lens. It all was wonderful to watch. Rafe Spall, which and he's Timothy's son, he turned in an excellent performance mm-hmm. as a local detective. The third quarter of the series got a little bit flabby, but it's absolutely worth the watch.
Okay, and it's 2 90-minute parts, right?
Yeah, I think it was intended to be 3 1-hours. That's how it went out overseas, but the TVNZ have put it out as 2 90 minutes.
Okay, thanks. Manhunt was the name of the series. That's easy to remember. You'll enjoy that one. That's a real procedural, okay. And it's against
Great.
A true story.
Great, fantastic. I'll watch that.
You've also been watching one that our content director, Caitlin Cherry, has been watching, Shrill, on Neon. She says it is fantastic. Women telling... women's stories and doing it in a funny and intelligent way. I'm paraphrasing her, but that was the vibe I got.
So A.D. Bryant, she's in Saturday Night Live. She stars in this low-key comedy, which is based on the book Shrill, Notes from a Loud Woman by Lindy West.
Yeah, she's been a guest on this show.
Oh, wow, amazing.
Mm.
God, so cool. Lorne Michaels is the EP and Elizabeth Banks is one of the producers. Bryant plays Annie Easton, a young woman who's on a quest to change her life for the better, but not change her body, even though every single member of society, including her well-intentioned mother, wants her to. She's, I guess, what people would call plus size.
Mm-hmm.
She's a journalist for a hipster online newspaper whose editor-in-chief is a thin, acerbic man who uses a lot of coded language to talk in an indirect way about Annie's weight. You know, she has this hideous boyfriend who, he's the worst. She's in this casual relationship with him and he's embarrassed by her. He sneaks her into his house, makes her leave by the back door so that he doesn't have to introduce her to his flatmates. He's the worst. And she says that she's just glad that a man likes her. It's like learned self-loathing on a raw and real scale.
Mm.
And she starts to kind of turn the corner. And the most standout episode for me is when she goes to an annual fat babe pool party for the first time. And it's this absolute riot of colour and flesh and plus size women on display, rippling through the water, wearing bikinis and swimsuits, looking gorgeous and relaxed and free. And I think even depicting that on screen seems like a form of activism to me, which is just so crazy. I've never seen a scene like that before on conventional television. It's got whip-smart dialogue. It's so insightful and truthful and challenging. And I just think, it's wonderful, fresh viewing. Highly recommend.
Great, and it's that nice format of 6 30-minute eps, which is very achievable.
Yeah.
There's two seasons, are there?
Yes. I've just finished the first, so I'm excited to see the second.
Nice one. Finally, Origins, which begins tomorrow night. Is it on TV1?
That's right. So I was lucky enough to watch a screener of the first episode, and it's a three-part documentary series starring Scotty Morrison, and he's retracing the journey of across the oceans and the lands to get to Aotearoa. And he's searching for, his sort of quest is to find Hawaiki, his homeland, and where his ancestors set off from. So the episode I watched, he works with oral history and science as he goes on a journey of self-discovery.
And you enjoyed it?
Sorry, I just lost you there. Yeah, it's great. And he journeys to Tahiti to learn about indigenous Tahitian language, which is very similar to Te Reo. Many ancient Māori launched their wakas from Tahitian islands a thousand years ago. You know, they were the very best at ocean technology. He travels to an island in Tahiti, which is a sacred original past site called Tapa Tapa Ātia, and many marae would have been built there, and hundreds of Māori from Tainui, Tiarawa, and Tokumaru would have launched their waka from there. And so then, you know, maybe could that be Hawaiki? And he talks about Hawaiki as not necessarily being a specific place, but it can be a concept for and mean different things for different Māori. So it's a fascinating series. I mean, I only saw the first episode, but I loved what I saw, and I think anybody that has a passing interest in Aotearoa should watch it. It's brilliant.
Great. Plus, you know, I mean, I'm happily married, but Scotty Morrison, am I right?
Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, yeah, sure. Okay. Sure.
Emma John, thanks so much.
Thank you. Sorry about the technology breakdown there with my speakerphone.
You're okay. You're sounding good. So that's Emma John, our TV critic. She's been talking about Origins. And before that, Shrill, and the first one was the Salisbury poisonings.